Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Imagine if over time all men 18 years and older vanished, leaving 17-year-old boys as the eldest males of our species. Something analogous is happening to the state's white-tailed deer population.
Right now in the Piney Woods and in other counties where we've looked at this, the harvest of our 1.5 and 2.5 year old deer is extremely high, and we don't have a natural deer herd out there. It's young.
Gary Calkins is a wildlife biologist based in Jasper. When hunting is not a factor, natural selection determines which bucks reach maturity. Mature animals are more likely to achieve their genetic potential, yet circumvent this natural process, and the health and survival of the herd rests on the haunches of immature animals of untested fitness. Since the 2002-2003 hunting season, 6 East Texas counties have taken part in an antler restriction experiment facilitated by TPWD to help study and reverse this trend.
And the goal of this restriction is to get older deer on the landscape, which through a whole bunch of different mechanisms just leads to a healthier deer herd.
More on the antler restriction experiment tomorrow. That's our show. We had help today from Tom Harvey. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and also helps to fund the operations of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.